Welcome to Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne, the show featuring insightful topics that empower the limitless greatness within you. Each week, we'll have chats on how to live a more balanced and thriving life. And I'm your host, Life Enhancement Coach, Shelly Cheyenne. So let's chat. Hey, darlings, welcome to another episode of Chit Chat with me, Shelly Cheyenne. I'm so glad y'all are tuning in today, and I hope this podcast is inspiring you in some sort of way where you're making some life changes and you're enjoying it as we go along. Y'all know I just love to talk. So if y'all ain't getting nothing out of this, I certainly am. This is therapeutic for me. So a quick request before we get started, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on all of the streaming services, networks, and all of that. I don't know which one you're listening to, but you can subscribe to it, I'm sure. Also, leave a review for me so I'll know that you're listening. And if you're listening on Apple iTunes, that's where you can leave a review as well. I'd appreciate it, my darlings. Okay, so today, as many of y'all know, I work in higher education, so I've been working with different universities and colleges over the past 20-something years, and so this is always a special time of year. This is fall semester, beginning fall semester for those that are going into college, and it's always a nerve-wracking week. Today marks the first day of our semester. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We got kids coming back to the campus. We have parents going nuts. We have administrators and professors losing their minds right now because they're, you know, everything is so high stressed right now, usually the first 2 weeks. And then it kind of calms down once everyone gets settled into their classes. And so today I felt led to talk to my parents, to talk to y'all, those of y'all that are first time parent, college students, that are just going away to college, first time empty nesters, those parents who have not yet prepared themselves for their college student or soon-to-be college student transitioning on into college life. Maybe next year is going to be your time. But I wanted to just talk about this because although I'm not a parent, let me just put that out there first, I do have, you know, two beautiful nieces. One is in college currently, and the other one is on her way to college next year. So she, you know, I have my experience in my family with college students. And of course, I'm surrounded by them all day, every day for the past 20 years. So, and I love working with college students. I think they keep me young, they keep me energetic. Sometimes they get on my nerves, but for the most part, I do enjoy working with them. And, you know, I haven't really talked a lot about what happens when college students do go away and their parents, what happens to the parents? And I want to give y'all a disclaimer. Like I said, I'm not a parent. And what I'm about to say, some might rub people the wrong way, but I'm just putting it out there. Y'all know I'm trying to put it out there. I believe, you know, through my experience as an auntie, as a mentor to many young women, young people over the years, I'm a godmother. I do feel equipped to be able to provide some type of insight on this topic. I remember when my brother went away to school. He went away to college. He's 4 years older than me, so he was the first one to go. My mom and my uncle packed up all his things and drove him down to his university campus. And I remember we looked around and we spent a lot of time with him before driving off. And I think I was, I think I was a freshman in high school at the time, or about to go into high school. And so I wasn't really taking it very seriously or really looking this in depth about this particular day. But just me thinking back to how exciting it must have been for him to finally be pretty much on his own and grown. I mean, this is something that we used to talk about all the time. Oh, I can't wait to get out of the house, you know. And so now here he was. He was the first to go. And I remember when it was time to say our goodbyes, he and my mom, they hugged and, you know, kind of talked for a moment. But I didn't see any tears fall from her eyes. I didn't see her get emotional. She was happy, but I just never saw her sad or anything like that. And I often hear parents always saying that that's how they reacted when they dropped off their kids. And when it was my turn a few years later, once again, I remember my mom and my uncle packed me up. We did the same thing, the same routine. Took all my belongings to my university dorm and once again, you know, looked around, had our moments to see the campus with my mom and my uncle. And then when it was time for us to say goodbye, my mom leaned in and she gave me a big hug. And it was a brief big hug, but it was a hug. And she said to me, "Remember, if you need anything, call me. But this is on you from now on. This is your journey. So from here on out, whatever decisions you make, whatever you do, this is it." And I remember just watching them pull off and thinking to myself, man, she sure did hurry up and get back to that car real quick. I mean, it was fast too. Okay, it was really fast. But I didn't realize at the time the why behind her hurried exit. I just assumed she wouldn't, you know, she had other stuff to do or had to get back to work. I don't know. I just assumed she couldn't wait to drop off her last kid to college and have her move on, you know, with her life. Her job was now done in a way, and I just thought she was looking forward to living her best life, going out, doing what she wanted to do, because now she didn't have to worry about any children, any kids. We were grown. We were on our own now. Well, it wasn't really until a few years, I would say many years later, that she and I had this conversation about the empty nest syndrome and what happens to empty nesters. And she really put me on to that that term, because I didn't know what that meant. And she brought up how she felt when she dropped me off at school, and she said she was just broken. She said it hurt so bad to let me go, to drop me off, to look back and see me with all my college stuff and, you know, in my dorm. And this was about 3 hour my school was about 3 hours from her. And this was the first time that she did not have children with her. You know, this was her first time too. And she said she went through a depression. She really went through a depression. She was sad all the time. She didn't know how to really function and really handle that. And I never knew any of this. I was so shocked when she told me that, when she told me she experienced this, because from my viewpoint, she never looked it. She never looked sad. She always was very encouraging and motivational to me and my brother, but I didn't know that she really had a transition period where she was sad all the time. And when she used the word depression, I was like, what? Really? And you know, I used to remember, I'm like, growing up, we all have had this point in our lives where our parents would say, I just can't wait till you get grown and get out of the house, you know, or something like that. All of our parents have said that, right? Some of y'all have probably said that, I'm sure. So naturally, when it finally happened for me, I literally thought my mom was excited and glad that I was finally gone. And, you know, she acknowledged that it was just the opposite. And over the years, I can't tell you how many parents I've spoken to who experienced the same thing. Senior year of high school, they are starting college visits. They're meeting with me. You know, they're coming on campus. They're looking around. They're expecting me to provide information about the college, the programs, etc. And while I'm speaking to them, I'm often like, when I'm talking to the students, I'm often looking at the parents, kind of glancing over at them and just kind of gauging their body language and what they're thinking, what's going through their head while they're listening to me talk to their student, talk to their kid. And a lot of times I see fear. I see uncertainty. I see sadness. I see panic. You know, some parents actually come out and say, this is my first kid and they're going away and I've never been away to school. So I don't know how this feels. I'm leaving them up here. They're going to be here. They're not going to be in my view. I'm not going to be able to have any control over anything that they do. And I'm just, you know, sometimes parents literally start crying in the meetings. And when I see that, I usually just pause because, you know, the kid is embarrassed enough, you know, but I usually pause and I'll take the parent's hand and I'll say, Mom, Dad, it's going to be okay. It's just time to let them go now, but it's going to be okay. And I like to provide some reassurance that they're doing the right thing by taking this important step in their child's life, by coming with them to the whatever it is, either the visit of, you know, visit the campus tour or new student orientation or something like that. This is the first step. So of course you want to be with your child as they go through that. But also I remind them that come the first day of class, that kid is mine from there. They're mine. That means I don't need you to call me every other day to check on your child. I need you to give them some space, let them breathe, let them find their way, let them figure things out. I've had parents with severe cases of separation anxiety and depression tell me it is such a challenge for them to let their child go, even when they know it's for the best. And I remember one parent, this is real facts. I remember one parent called me and she wanted to register for every course that her kid was in just so she can keep an eye on them. Now, I don't think that's called helicopter. I know what a helicopter parent is, but this was just doggone ridiculous. Okay. She literally wanted to take every class because her kid was in it and she wanted to keep an eye on them. And I literally had to talk to her and tell her, listen, yeah, I ain't gonna tell you can't do that, but the only thing you're doing is setting your kid up to fail. Because if my mother was sitting in this class and I'm grown, I probably would try to change all my classes and my major. But you can't do that. And it just creates an embarrassing situation for your kid. And one time I was facilitating a workshop regarding pretty much what to expect during the first year of college. And it literally turned into a 2-hour workshop for the parents on how to let go of their kids. It was amazing. Just the amount of hands being thrown in the air and raised and parents having all these questions. And it was mainly about them needing to know how to let go, how to allow their 18 year old, go away and do things and figure out business and handle things themselves. But I had to realize that what most parents feel is very normal. It's expected, and most importantly, it's a part of life. The art of letting go, yes, it's a challenge. It's so challenging that sometimes it can cause panic, frustration, confusion, fear, guilt, and even pain. And some parents question whether or not they've prepared their kids enough for the real world. And some feel that they haven't. Some start questioning, I didn't tell them enough about this, or I didn't tell them how to protect themselves. One parent told me, I didn't teach my daughter how to fight, how to defend herself. And, you know, all of these different things that start to go through their mind right at that moment. And it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Did I really prepare them to be on their own? And some even force their kids to stay at a closer, you know, university or college close to home as a way to keep an eye on them and still control their movement as much as they can. And, you know, I always say to anyone that asks me, the best thing to do as a parent is to allow your kid to go and explore life, and don't hold them back. Don't make them feel bad for choosing a school that's 4,000 miles away from home just because you don't want them to leave the house. That's just not fair. And I think we have to remember when we were their age and we wanted to go away from home. Remember that? Remember all the plans and the dreams you had? Like, you as the parent have to remember how you felt when you were their age. And some of us had parents that, yeah, they forced us to go to school during, you know, closer to home or closer to them, or pick a school that we really didn't want to pick just because it was something they wanted us to do. I was fortunate to have a mother who allowed me to do what I wanted to do as far as college. She did have her opinions. She wanted me to go to a school close enough, but she let me experience college life the way that I needed to. The only thing she asked me to do was do what I needed to do and work hard and study and all of that. But she didn't restrict me. She didn't make me feel like you have to go to an in-state school. You have to go to a school that's close to me. You have to go to a school that I went to. She never did that. And I respect that and I appreciate that because it allowed me not to have that pressure. And I see so many students enter college with pressure from just parental pressure. They haven't even gotten to the schoolwork yet. They are so pressured by their parents because they want to make sure they're doing everything that their parent told them to do, and they're not experiencing college fully. And as a parent, I know we always want to protect our children as much as we can. And I truly believe once you are a parent, you are always going to do whatever and protect your kid as best as you're going to, you know, as best as you can, no matter how old that child is. I mean, trust me, my mother was still parenting us, even though we were darn near 50. She was still parenting us, and I don't think you'll ever not be a parent. She didn't stop until she left this earth, trust me. So I believe, and I honestly believe she's up in heaven right now still trying to parent us. I really do. I just firmly believe that. But that's the amazing and beautiful thing about being a parent. You never leave your child, and you always, you know, you will always look out for their best interests and needs, no matter how grown they get, no matter how far away they go. You will always have, you know, there was things that my mom taught me, and, you know, she gave us advice and all of that growing up. And even though she wasn't physically there with me, her words were, her wisdom was, her thoughts, her opinions were, you know, when I was getting ready to do certain things that I probably knew she wouldn't agree with, I would stop for a moment and say, man, what would mommy say about this? I know she would say something, or she wouldn't want me to do that. So that would help me a lot of times when I would get in certain situations that I knew I had no business getting in. And I would, you know, avoid certain negative outcomes because I would just remember the lessons that she taught me. So at some point, especially when, you know, kids go away to school, you will just have to trust that you provided them with all they need while they were under your wing. You provided them with enough. You have taught them all the moral and ethical values that they will utilize. Trust me, they will. You've told them over and over again and again what to do in case of an emergency. You've provided the spiritual teaching, the prayers, all of that, that, you know, that'll cover them while they're away. Trust me. I was just telling my sister-in-law today, you know, our parents prayed over us while we weren't in their sight, while we were away from them. They always prayed over us. And trust me, those prayers covered us many a times. You've taught them how to be self-sufficient and to take care of themselves, cleaning up after themselves, cooking, or getting proper meals in. So you don't have to worry when they go away and they get in those dorms, they'll know how to wash their clothes. If not, they're going to learn. They're going to learn. You've also given them the support to make their own decisions, but cautioning them of making the wrong life choices. You've given them that. You've told them your life choices that you've made, some that were good and some that weren't. So that way it can help them to, you know, make the better decisions for themselves. So mom, dad, y'all's job is done for now. For now. You've given all you could. And, you know, as my mother once said to me, it's on you. It's now on you. Meaning, hey, now if whatever the decision I wanted to make when I went away to school, I would have to live with the outcome. If you don't get up for class, I tell my students, if you don't get up for class, you'll have to deal with that. If you don't turn in assignments, you'll have to deal with that. If you don't do the things that you need to do to be successful, you'll have to figure that out. And trust me, I learned. I sometimes learned the hard way too, but ultimately I learned. And that's what your kids are going to do. Yes, they will make plenty of mistakes. I see them all the time in my office with them mistakes. Trust me. And yeah, they will receive a grade or two less than desired. But even if they miss a class or two, even if they fail, even if they succeed, they will have to deal with whatever those issues are. They will have to deal with them. And the other thing is, living conditions. You know, sure, they may have issues with their dorm mates and have to learn how to effectively communicate and learn how to live with others. But trust me, they will. They will learn all of that. They will learn conflict resolution. I did. Now, I did try to beat one of my friends, my roommates, up. But, you know, I'm from Chicago, so it's still so much I can take. However, I did learn conflict resolution during my first year of college. I had to become a better communicator. I had to learn to listen. I had to learn to be tolerant and patient and compassionate. So these are all things that your student, your child, your young adult is going to learn. And trust me when I say they are going to be okay. So darlings, I know you are sad, you are scared, you are worried, you're all the things, but you will get through this and your child will be okay. It's a part of the cycle that we all have had to go through. And just know you've done all you could. You've taught them well. You've taught them all they need to know. And you've prepared them the best you could. Now, it's on them to follow the path that they must go. And there's plenty of people at the university, such as myself, who are going to help them. We're going to guide them. We're going to teach them. We're going to pick up where you left off, and we're going to hopefully get them through their 4 years. Darlings, I hope this episode helped you out a bit. I know it's hard for you guys. I know parents, this is, it's just a sensitive topic, but I want you to know that I know through the tears, I know through the sadness, through the absence of them being in the house and sometimes possibly getting on your nerves. I know you are giving your baby and trusting your baby is going to be okay when they leave your sight, when they leave the nest. And now it's time for you to focus on things that you want to do, to focus on what are your goals, what are your plans, what are the things that you've wanted to do for so long that you put off because you were raising children. Now's the time to start doing that. Those of you that aren't empty nesters just yet, start getting a plan together. Start getting a plan together to write down, you know, just write down all the things that you want to do once they go on away and they're secure at their college dorm. Start getting into things that you want to do because that's going to keep you occupied. I think my mom kind of didn't do that. I think she was just focused on working, going to work and coming home and whatever. But I know that if you can just focus on actually your goals now, your dreams, if you wanted to start that business, you want to start a podcast, you want to write a book, you wanted to do all the things, this is the time now to start planning and preparing for it. And those of you that are empty nesters right now, you got your empty nest is vacant as of fall semester 2022. Start living for yourself. Start doing the things that you need to do. Start accomplishing some goals. I promise you that's going to take your mind off of what's going on that college campus. Don't be putting on no disguise and shades and hoodies and coming up on campus looking for your kid because that's embarrassing. Let them be. They will be fine. They will contact you when they have issues, when they want to come home because they miss you. They're going to come home. But for now, just start focusing on yourself. You've earned it. You've done a great job. You've earned it. And I always tip my hat to parents because I know it's not an easy job. I know you don't get the applause and the thanks and the mom, thank you for everything. You may not get that, but at some point you will when they really realize how much work and effort and sacrifice that you've made throughout the years just to get them here to their university. So I applaud you and I tip my hat to you. So I hope this episode helped you. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at shelly@coachingbyshelly.com, or you can message me via my social media pages on Instagram and Facebook at Coaching by Shelly. I hope to hear from you soon. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to the podcast, and I will talk to you later. Until next time, darlings, be safe and remember, let them babies go. They'll be okay. Later. Thank you for listening to the Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne podcast. For more information, visit www.coachingbyshelly.com and my social media pages at Coaching by Shelly on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Until next week, darlings. Later.